Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, Constellation, America's energy choice, and by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight, federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up on the big show, we'll talk Navy women's hoops, Taylor Dunham. We'll also hear from Perry Curtis and Stephanie Pemper following the Mids' Wednesday night win over Loyola. Talk about the Navy men getting back on the winning track and keeping a hold of their portion of second place on the men's side as they beat Loyola handily Wednesday night in Baltimore, 71-51. We'll talk women's lacrosse with Jenna Collins as the Mids get set for Duke. That game has been moved from Saturday to Friday now, and a 4 o'clock start at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We'll review the Mids' loss to Hopkins in double overtime. Look ahead to their game with Maryland coming up on Saturday as well. But coming up, we'll talk with Navy women's basketball guard Taylor Dunham as the Mids look to get going down the stretch, now winners of two in a row after Wednesday night's win over Loyola. We'll do that in a moment, right after this on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
B-Dubs gets it. The big game's coming up, and you want to throw a party at home. Well, let them help you look like an MVP with B-Dubs Takeout. Simply give B-Dubs a call and place your pre-order today. For takeout only, 50 traditional wings for only $49.99 or 50 boneless wings for just $42.99. Offer valid for takeout only at participating Maryland locations. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The latest on Naval Academy Athletics is as close as your computer, thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipman student athletes. Make sure you log on today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. Time to talk a little women's basketball now with guard Taylor Dunham. And for someone that came out of a program so successful in high school, making that transition to Division I basketball, what has it been like so far for you?
It's been a lot of fun. I think, or for at least most people, that playing Division I basketball is something you work really hard for. And for me, personally, it's like a lifelong dream, so I've enjoyed the experience. It has its ups and downs, and it's tough. Like, the speed of the game is a lot faster. Practice is a lot longer. You got to be focused more. A lot of stuff to remember. You got a lot more on your shoulders, but, I mean, you're older at the same time, so you can handle it. You just got to adjust.
You played with great players in high school. You didn't have to deal with lack of success very much on that level. When the competition on a day-in and day-out basis is greater here, the teams prepare for you probably even stronger here than they did in high school. How did you have to make that adjustment to having some games here and there where you don't necessarily shoot it as well or you have more turnovers than you expect of yourself? That mental part of the game, how much has that been a problem to deal with here over the first couple of years?
It's an adjustment, but I think with anything new that you it's going to be tough at first. I mean, unless you're just naturally good at something, which does happen occasionally. But I think you just have to adjust and, like, get better. So you probably need to get back in the gym. It's nothing to get down over. I mean, everyone has off nights, so It's just motivation to get better next time.
Playing with a fellow Division I player in high school and another one that went on to play scholarship ball at the D2 level. But what was that like, and what was it like to have that kind of success? I mean, basically took, you know, two great Oakton teams to really beat you guys. I mean, those were the only people that you all didn't have any success against.
Right. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I played with both of them since we were 10 years old. We played on the AAU side together as well. So, I mean, it would be weird to not play with them. I couldn't imagine not have grown up playing with them because I was always with them. And we were, like, all really close friends. So it was, like, more than basketball. It was just a lot of fun, and we all just shared the common love of basketball. It made it even better.
For you guys right now, how big was it to just get out of Hamilton Saturday with a victory and exhale a little bit and get back on the winning track?
I think it was huge. I mean, for our morale as a team overall, I mean, a win is a win. Losing sucks. I mean, the Boston loss sucked, but getting that win at Colgate was really good, and I thought a lot of people played really well. It was a great team win.
Was that big because you didn't want the Boston game to beat you twice, because you lose literally in the last 6/10 of a second? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of game, just literally one day later, that could have carried over. It looked like you and your teammates showed a lot of mental toughness to get through that on the road on Saturday. Would you agree?
I do. I think we definitely did. I thought a lot of people stepped up. And I thought the Colgate game was back and forth, too. It could have definitely went either way, but it was, like, really good that we came out with the win and just made the plays to win the game.
Playing with a player like Sarita, what's that chemistry like for the two of you? Because certainly when you all have it going, it really, really looks good, and both of you seem to thrive out there.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's always fun to play with another great player, and we also share the love of basketball as well. I think that's a very common thing. Like, if two people love basketball together and you create chemistry together, it just becomes like a beautiful thing, and it's just always a lot of fun. But when we're both on, it's a sight to see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have the ball. You two probably have the ball in your hands the most. Do you all sense an extra sense of pressure for both of you? Because, you know, right now, I mean, let's face it, there are times where one or both of you have to carry this basketball team and be leaders. Do you all feel that extra sense of pressure, or is it just something that you sense naturally because you are a starter and you're point guard and you're going to have the ball a lot?
For me personally, I don't sense any pressure. I think I kind of like the big moments, or I like having pressure on my shoulders. I mean, it makes it funner, because when you make a big play, then, like, your team's counting on you to make that play. I don't know, I just find it fun. It comes naturally for me. I don't feel any.
Because you've seen yourself doing anything but playing basketball?
Not really.
It's been that way for you, obviously. You know, you mentioned it since you guys were playing AAU together since you were 10. Has that always been your singular focus for the most part?
When I was younger, I actually played soccer as well, and then till about 6th or 7th grade. And then my mom said I needed to pick one, and I like basketball better, so I picked basketball.
The rest of the way here for you guys, there's some great opportunities out there for you. What is this stretch going to be like here for you guys as you try to finish as high as you can and hopefully get maybe a bye, at least out of those first round matchups? What's this stretch run coming up like for you guys?
It's going to be a grind. I mean, every day we just need to keep getting better. I feel like in basketball, every team hits like a turning point where they like start to peak, and I feel like we haven't hit that point yet, but it's definitely like time for us to like start getting there. So every day should just be our mission, just get to the point where we start peaking and hitting our full potential for the season and try to come out with the highest seed we can before the tournament.
Navy guard Taylor Dunham as the mids getting set for Lafayette coming up on Saturday. Joe Miller will have the call on Patriot League TV coming up on Saturday night with a tip-off of 7 o'clock at Alumni Hall. We'll come back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment. We'll review the big game from Wednesday night for the Navy women as they beat Loyola. Joe Miller had a chance to talk with Perry Curtis and head coach Stephanie Pemper following the game. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Last night, Navy's women coming up with a big win, second in a row, as they knock off Loyola 45-38 at Alumni Hall. Our Joe Miller had a chance to catch up with Perry Curtis and head coach Stephanie Pemper following the win.
Congratulations, a hard-fought win for you guys tonight, a 7-point victory. And I know after that Boston University, these last two games have been nice for you guys to get wins in these last two.
Yeah, definitely. We knew that this going into it was a huge win for us, going into the momentum into Lafayette this weekend.
You had a career high last game, 14 points tonight. What has been the big change for you the last couple games?
You know, I just feel like I had to step up. I'm a senior. It's my last go-around in the Patriot League. Like, my teammates are counting on me, so just want to play for them.
Three-point game. They foul you. You go to the line after the timeout. You hit one of two. What were you thinking in that timeout? Did it help you relax? It looked like you settled down a little bit on the bench after that timeout.
I did, yeah. My teammates definitely calmed me down. I knew I had to put them in to seal the win, so.
And not only that, two huge offensive rebounds off those missed free throws. When you go into that, and what is your thinking there and trying to get those offensive rebounds there late?
Both the people boxing out know that it's a huge possession, so we're just going after the rebound, trying to fight.
You guys have now won two in a row, and a big game this Saturday, so congratulations on the victory.
Thank you, appreciate it.
That's Perry Curtis, team high, 14 points tonight. We're joined by head coach Stephanie Pepper and coach, hard-fought victory for you guys tonight, 45-38, and I was talking to Perry there late, obviously two big or a free throw for her, but those box outs and getting those offensive rebounds and getting back to the foul line, that was huge down the stretch in the last 45 seconds.
I know, it kind of made the game end strangely. Yeah. You know, for such a great game, it was like they never even really had a chance to come down. And I think we hit the first one, which was important. It gave us a 4-point lead, so it was a two-possession game. And then it just was like weird. We just went to the line like six straight times. But what a great win. Really excited. Really happy for the team.
Perry, you know, 14 points here tonight, career high last game. What's been the difference for her the last couple weeks from your vantage point?
I know. I mean, we have needed people. You know, we've struggled, you know, in the league. And so we just need people to, in multiple ways, you know, we've struggled. And so we need people to step up and try to just fight through it. You know, we've been challenged in some big ways. And so I guess, you know, Perry just, I mean, she just said it too. I mean, it's her last go around. It's her senior year. And sometimes that allows you to forget, you know, some of your, where you don't have confidence. Yeah. You know, you just sort of play through it.
You mentioned the struggles, and Danielle's been fighting through it from the long range, and she hits two huge key three-pointers for you. That's got to be part of sort of the, you know, as you mentioned, battling through it, and she had two big, huge baskets for you tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I know, and then her defense, you know, was so great. We needed her in. When I brought her in late for her defense, and I said that to her, and she hits the three. Like, how great is that? No, I know. We're really grateful for her. And Molly Sanders is playing some really key minutes, too. And she had a couple of unorthodox for her finishes tonight that were big. I mean, every basket's big when you score 45 points.
Yes, it is. Hey, you guys have now won two in a row coming off that Boston University loss coming into the night. You had 4 of 5 here at the home. Is this sort of the key stretch here, the next few games here? Not only your home match this Saturday, but then you got Army, obviously, is still at home, too. So this is sort of the key area here if you want to get going towards the end, towards the Patriot League tournament.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you see we've changed, like, our starting lineup the last couple games. So arguably, I mean, we've moved Ashanti to the post. So arguably people need like a little bit of time to get some comfort in their situations. And I agree. I mean, every single game we have to play from here on out is really big. And, you know, we're in that interesting spot, you know, where you don't really want to be 7-10.
Yep.
You don't necessarily, well, for a couple of reasons. So you don't have to play, and maybe so you don't have to go at the number 1 and 2 seed. And so we're kind of like comfortably in there. But, yeah, wins, I think, are good for our confidence and hopefully good for our chemistry. And how about Justice Sweat tonight? That running layup was really the
first shot of the
game.
Contest, and she knocks it down in the one of the most crucial points of the contest.
Yeah, and Perry had hit that big baseline jumper right in front of our bench. Those two baskets and Danny's three I thought were huge. It's great. It's great. So much better to win than lose. I hate to say it.
Well, congratulations, and we'll see you Saturday night.
Okay.
Joe Miller with Perry Curtis and Navy head coach Stephanie Pepper. Mids getting by Loyola 45-38, and right now sitting in sixth in the Patriot League standings as the Mids trying to make sure, as you heard Coach Pepper talk about, you want to stay out of that first round game. Don't want to be playing on March 5th if you're the Navy women's team, because that means you got to play the extra game, and to win the Patriot League tournament championship, it's already hard enough as it is. You got to win 4 games if you end up in that 7-10 or 8-9 spot. And obviously for the women, they want to make sure. And again, let's face it, the Mids have set a standard of winning in this league, too. They want to maintain that quality finish as well. So plenty of games to do that as they try to move up in the Patriot League standings. Take a look at some of the other great stuff going on along the yard. We return right here on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Mutual, we've been providing current and former military members low-cost life insurance products without fine print or military service restrictions for over 135 years. Our allegiance to the Navy and Marine Corps goes back nearly as far. So we are again this year honored to be an official sponsor of Naval Academy Athletics. To learn how you and your family can benefit from our life insurance and annuity products, visit NavyMutual.org.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
Games end. Protecting our freedom doesn't. That's why Northrop Grumman proudly supports the men and women who serve our country 24/7. As a leader in unmanned systems, cyber, C4ISR, and logistics, our solutions empower the military to perform at the highest levels, whether for combat, peacekeeping operations, or humanitarian efforts. That's the value of performance. Northrop Grumman.
Knowledge can prepare students for a successful future. At BB&T, we encourage the pursuit of knowledge on and off the field. Because when students participate in sports, they learn important things. The benefits of teamwork. The power of preparation. That's why we're a proud sponsor of high school and college athletics. And why we offer banking programs designed just for students. So they can start moving in a brighter financial direction today. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk women's lacrosse as they got off to a great start this weekend with two victories on the road with Jenna Collins. And first of all, what was the weekend like for you guys to pick up two wins right away here?
It was a good opportunity. It was nice playing in ACC school and being able to win those games and then going to Longwood and capitalizing on that game. So it was good to finally get the team together and complete our first game and win.
I was going to say, too, I mean, you all have basically been practicing for a little over a month. I'm sure practicing against your teammates is fun, it's work, but what was it? Was it finally fun to just finally get out there and beat somebody else and be able to keep that result?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We were starting to get a little aggressive with ourselves, so we were ready to get back out there and show lacrosse, the women's lacrosse, what we have. So,
as an offensive player, you know the defensive player is so limited in what they can do out there. What is it like to be an offensive player and know that you have almost built-in advantages as you play this game and try to perfect what you do to score or set up one of your teammates?
It's nice. It's good. It's good having the advantage because you've been playing your whole life and you've been like so accustomed to like making like your moves and.
Obviously, for you guys, so much is expected. Your coach has great expectations. Your staff has great expectations of you all. As you all play each game, do you sense any extra pressure because so much is expected of you, or is it become an expectation of for yourself as an athlete to be good every time that you perform out there?
It's always you always feel a little pressure, but you know that you have. We have about 40 players on the team. You have about 39 other players that have your back no matter what. So it kind of releases the pressure. And everyone knows their role. And they, like, perform to their ability. So it's easier for you. So
you played at a high school where, let's face it, it's pretty competitive up there at River Hill. I mean, every sport, there's a great expectation there. How much did that help you in terms of dealing with the same pressures to compete that you have right now?
A lot, because Howard County, where I'm from, the lacrosse is huge. You have like schools like Marriott's Ridge, Mount Hebron, who are top in the country. So growing up and playing with all those girls pretty much built me to the player I am, to like be able to perform at everyone else's level, because their level is one of the highest.
So. If you've ever been to Marriott's Ridge, it's almost like a college campus in itself, especially inside their building. What's it like to have a sister on the team to be able to share all of this with, and maybe even at times have a sounding board when you need it?
Oh, it's great. As I know, sometimes I get flustered in a game, I know I can just look over at her, and I know no matter what, no matter how bad I'm playing, she always has my back. So it's nice having her there.
For the last couple of years, this program has had one of the best draw control players in the country. To have that role now, what is it like? And what was it like, I'm sure, obviously, to go up against her in practice in Lauren Gennari the last year to try and hone your skills to get better at it where it's your role now?
Yeah, I guess no one will ever compare to Lauren Gennari. I don't even know if anyone will be able to reach the heights she got to, but I did learn a lot from her. She, every day, always worked with me. So that helps a lot, and I just hope I can be half the draw specialist as she was. She was great. So,
for you all as a team, as I said earlier, a lot of expectations. Every time you go out there, you all expect to win. You've got a great challenge coming up this weekend. What is that like when you see the likes of a Duke on the schedule? You know, once you get into league play, you've got to beat a team like Loyola. You're going to have to get through them if you want to achieve your goals. What are those challenges like, and how much is that going to make you all better when the season comes to a close?
So playing Duke this weekend, once I saw the schedule, of course, you're always a little taken back. But our coaches set up a game plan, or setting up one in the process, and if we stick to that, stick as a unit, like staying as like a tribe, as we call it now, I think we'll be able to overcome some of the obstacles from that game and look to Loyola after that game and not being, oh, Loyola, two or three-year like reigning Patriot League champion, so I think that'll help.
Is it fun to challenge yourself against the best like that?
Oh, yes, yeah. Because growing up, you always saw like the Dukes, the Northwesterns, Maryland. You're like, oh, I wish I could be out there on the field. Like, that's like my goal. That's like an ultimate goal, to be out with all the best, like Duke, Maryland. And now that opportunity's here, and we're all excited for it.
When did you think you could play at this level? When did you know that maybe lacrosse was coming into focus as your deal?
Growing up, I was a basketball player too, so I always thought I'd play basketball in college. But I guess I just found my love for lacrosse, like, growing, and I just love the camaraderie of all, like, every lacrosse team I've been on, and especially now, I love it. So I just knew, probably around, I guess, middle school, high school, that I was definitely going to play college lacrosse.
I'm sure you had some other opportunities. Why the Naval Academy?
It was the best opportunity to even, like, come here. I get to learn from, like, I guess lacrosse is a big reason, but of course I wanted to be able to explore my opportunities after college. I knew I had endless opportunities. I want to do so much in my life now, and I guess that's a reason the opportunities were just so much more than at any other college.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week against the Blue Devils.
Thanks.
Very talented sophomore Jenna Collins, her sister Julia on the team as well. They're off to a 2-0 start. Duke Friday, big stiff test for the mids here early in the season as they upgrade the schedule and get ready for another run at a Patriot League championship. We'll come back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union right here on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Navy men tied for second place. They've got the best RPI right now in the Patriot League heading into the weekend at 178. And the Maids beat Loyola, handled them on Wednesday night, 71-51. Tilman Dunbar, 20.6 assists. Sean Anderson, 18. Will Kelly, 14, to go with 4 blocks, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists for the Navy big man. Also, the first Navy career points for sharpshooter Nathan Messer. Get to know the name. He's got a pretty good game from the outside, and he's going to get better with time here at the Academy. Coming up, as we mentioned this weekend, women's lacrosse with Duke has been moved to 4 o'clock on Friday. Admission free there. Women's basketball versus Lafayette Saturday at 7. There's also a free pregame clinic for kids in the 3rd through 8th grade. The clinic starts at 12 o'clock and goes to 1:30 at Halsey Fieldhouse, and a shuttle will begin running from Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium at 11:30. Participants must register in advance by contacting Ty Osborne at 410-293-8785 or emailing tosborne@usna.edu. So a lot of great stuff going on Saturday. It's the Play for K Pink game. Wear your pink attire to the game as Navy I will be showcasing the Play for K Pink game to help support breast cancer awareness. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth, 18 years old and under. Rifle takes on Nebraska at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Ole Miss at 9 a.m. Sunday at the Bancroft Hall Rifle Range with admission free for that one. Navy men's lacrosse, epic game on Tuesday against Johns Hopkins. A double overtime 12-11 loss. Got to bounce back and take on Maryland this weekend in College Park at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That game will be on the Navy Sports Network at 1. We'll join you live from Easton following that contest with the Mids and Lafayette following that game in progress. And then Joe will have the Navy women in Lafayette coming up on Saturday night at 7 o'clock on Patriot League TV. That'll do it for our broadcast this week. Thanks for joining us. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst on the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by USAA, a proud sponsor of Navy basketball. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction. Member FDIC.